In this episode of She Talks Tech, Wenbi Miao, Vice President at Huawei UK, takes a look at some of the most active industries leading in 5G adoption. This includes small ports, manufacturing, and robotic chemical site monitoring. She explains how these latest use cases of 5G solutions have helped industrial sectors achieve greater operational efficiencies, cost savings, and safer working conditions for employees. More so, Wenbi describes how the ICT industry has the potential to help reduce global emissions by 20%, despite contributing just 2% of the world's carbon emissions.
Hello, my name is Wenbi Yao, and I am from Huawei UK. Thank you very much for having me here today. I'm really glad to have the opportunity to talk about 5G as an enabler of the digital transformation of the traditional industries. I'm very pleased that I was involved in the first 5G factory project in the UK in 2018. And since then, we've seen 5G commercialization has accelerated, especially in 2021. There are 176 operators now offering 5G commercial services, which is 21% increase. And this is three times of the speed of what we see of 4G. And there are lots of expectations of 5G. And one of the widely accepted values of 5G is that it is an enabler for the digital transformation of traditional industries. And last year, we have seen a lot of commercialization and commercial projects of 5G mobile private network in China. And Chinese mobile operators have reaped $3.3 billion of revenue from 3,000 5G MPM projects. Huawei has been involved in 70% of these projects. And today I am very happy here to share the experience and knowledges we've learned from these projects. A lot of people have been asking me, why 5G? What 5G can do that 4G and the other communication technologies can't do? And what we have learned from our customers and mobile operators and the traditional industry users in this project is that 5G is a premium, can offer premium connectivity. This premium connectivity featured in the fact that it has higher reliability and it is more secure. And obviously, it can deliver faster and also low latency in the connections. The project we have been focusing on are in four major industries, the chemical production, the port, cement production, and manufacturing. There are three major applications that we have looked into in these projects: the machine vision, the remote control, and the automated guided vehicles, AGV. One of the widely talked about use case of 5G mobile private network is port and 5G smart port. And Ningbo 5G Smart Port is one of the projects that Huawei has participated. Ningbo Port is one of the world's busiest ports. And in this Smart Port project, in this 5G Smart Port project, Ningbo Port has looked into the operations of the crane. And the crane operators traditionally has to sit in the cabin 30 meters above the ground, 8 hours a day. And many of them have neck and back health chronic problems. By connecting the crane via 5G, that remote control capability has allowed these crane drivers to leave that cabin and to sit in the nice smart office to control the crane remotely. And now, with 5G connection, one crane driver can drive four cranes in Ningbo Port. And also, because of the accuracy offered by the 5G and the high-definition camera on the crane, the efficiency of the work has increased almost 80%. And the time to load the carrier onto a vehicle has reduced almost to 30 minutes. And the second use case of the 5G mobile private network is intelligent guided vehicles. And automated guided vehicles have been used in port for many years. But the problem is it is very expensive, not only because the car or the vehicle itself is expensive, the port also has to deploy a lot of magnetic nails on the ground. And so by adding 5G high definition, by adding 5G connections, HD cameras, and to upgrade the AGV, the automated guided vehicle in the port, and we can bring an intelligent guided vehicle, which can see where it is and also have the intelligence sit in the cloud to help the vehicle automatically move in the port. IGV is much cheaper to get, and the port can simply retrofit the radar, 5G device, and HD camera onto a vehicle, and that is only 10% of the cost of the AGV. Now, in Ningbo Port, they have discovered that two dispatchers can operate 29 IGVs at the same time. And that is a huge efficiency saving for the ports. So out of the 3,000 5G mobile private network project we've got involved, 40% of them are in manufacturing. Manufacturers now are facing huge competition and lots of pressure on improving the efficiency. In the manufacturing area, 5G mobile private network can offer the premium connectivities to connect the AGV. And people may ask, why do you need 5G MPN again? As I said, 4G or Wi-Fi have been implemented in some of the factories. Wi-Fi are the most widely used ones. However, the manufacturers discovered that Wi-Fi has less reliable capability than 5G. AGVs used to be connected by Wi-Fi in many factories, but it is discovered that very often, because the Wi-Fi is not so reliable, on an average of 40 minutes downtime of AGV will be there every day. So by improving the connectivity's reliability by 5G, and the AGV can work a lot more reliably and longer. And in 600 commercial projects that we've been involved, it is proved that the 5G connected AGV can run 24/7. And one of the biggest appliance manufacturer, MIDI, informed us that reliability gain can be transferred into an efficiency gain in the business value of 8%. And that is an incredibly big gain by simply just adding a 5G dongle to an AGV. The second important use case I'd like to talk about in the manufacturing area is the AI inspection. And this AI inspection is basically replicated the function of checkpoint in the traditional manufacturing industry or in the factory. Many of the factory nowadays have the HD camera connected via cable to a network. And 5G connected AI inspection that use wireless camera. And this offers two advantages. Firstly, the wireless camera can be connected without changing the layout of the whole production line, which increases a lot of efficiency in the factory. And secondly, the camera captures the images and uses the intelligence reside in the cloud, in the often called multiple edge cloud, which allows the whole implementation to be a lot leaner. At the factory side, they can also change the traditional PC and into the so-called thin client, thin cloud client, that you don't have to have a heavy investment on the device side. So the combination of the 5G, wireless camera, the cloud, and AI offered a lot of efficiencies in the inspection area. For the chemical production industry, and health and safety is of the paramount to the enterprises. And the 5G mobile private network has been adopted by a number of big chemical production manufacturers in China. One of these manufacturers has a campus of 2,500 acres. And very often in their business, the environment of these chemical production is very harsh. It has toxic gas around, and also very often explosion could happen if the inspectors or the workers are not operating and according to the instruction. And also, there are a lot of routine inspections tasks which has to be done every day. So 5G can enable a lot of system that can automate these routine operations. 20% of the incident in the chemical production area is caused by improper patrolling. And so by introducing a 5G-enabled patrol robot, this routine inspection work can be done remotely by the traditional human inspectors in the control room. And in one of these chemical plants, we learned that the work that has to be done by 12 inspectors can now be carried out and completed by two inspectors and two patrol robots every day. And the robot implement will have the 5G connections, obviously, and also camera, LiDAR, radar, and some other sensors such as gas detectors or heat detectors, etc. By replacing the human inspectors with the robot carrying out 4,400 meters inspections once every 2 hours can help reduce the 40 result read by the human mistakes during this routine inspection. And so the patrol robot has been adopted in 30 commercial projects in China in the chemical production industry. While we are looking at 5G to enable the traditional industry to go through digital transformation process to become more efficient, to become safer for the workers, and we also want to help the traditional industries to become greener, to achieve the common goal of delivering a low-carbon society. We can't only look at the ICD carbon emission itself. Research shows that ICT industry accounts for 2% of the carbon emissions globally. However, we also know that it has the potential to reduce 20% of the carbon emission globally. And looking into the future, people wonder what is the next big thing. What I see is that metaverse is one of the hot topic discovered most in this past year. And we are seeing that metaverse can also be applied into the business area. And it couples with the concept of digital twin. And we might see in the future that everything will have a digital twin. The farm have a farm digital twin, city will have a city digital twin. And the metaverse with all the different digital twins connected together with the reality, and we may achieve a true convergence of virtual world and physical world. And the metaverse demand a metaverse ready network. So looking into the future, the manufacturers of the telecom equipment, ICT equipment, will have to work very hard to deliver what metaverse needed, a metaverse-ready network. Thank you very much for having me here. And I'm really glad to have the chance to speak here.
Thank you so much, Wenbin, for being my guest on this episode of She Talks Tech. And thanks to all of you for listening. We really appreciate it. If you want to find out more about Wenbin or Huawei, you can connect with her on LinkedIn or visit their website. Subscribe and rate the podcast, and please give it that all-important 5-star review. And keep listening every Wednesday morning for a new episode of She Talks Tech from We Are Tech Women.